Hey guys, welcome back to the Wrestling Podcast. We're here with a special guest, Mark Hall from Now Wrestling at the Pen, RTC. How are you doing, Mark?
I'm doing pretty good, man. It's been a very good day. A little muggy here. Looks like it might rain, but all in all, it's been going well.
Yeah. All right, nice. So let's get started with COVID. And that's kind of like the main topic. That's been going around the world for the last couple months. How has COVID affected you overall in your training situation?
Yeah, it's been difficult. You know, it's like there's really, you know, you gotta follow all the safety precautions, all the rules, you know, because it's just like it's like the right thing to do, and you know, you want to keep everyone around you as safe as possible. So. But I mean, right now, you know, I moved to Philadelphia, and UPenn is 5-6 miles down the road for me, you know, and like we got to find different places to practice just because the university shut down for like college sports and stuff. So it's been like difficult, you know. We got a couple places that we go, but it's still, you know, it definitely takes away some convenience from our lives, but just the way it is sometimes.
Yeah. So was there anything that benefited you from COVID or that you benefited from? Like, did you get to learn anything, or did you like jump levels on your wrestling?
Yeah, I learned a lot about myself this summer. You know, this most of the summer and off season, you know, I've just been hurt for last few months, and so I'm learning a lot about myself and like figuring out like what my life is like without wrestling. Because I mean, from the second I like wore Penn State singlet to the end of my career, I never missed a match.
Yeah,
so like I've always been healthy. I've never had to worry about like broken bones or hurt knees or anything. So like not having wrestling through COVID and then not having wrestling through getting hurt has just taught me a lot about myself, and it's been nice.
Yeah.
So COVID did another thing to you, which was taking away the NCAA tournament, your last NCAA tournament from you. Talk to me, like, when you learned the tournament was canceled, and what was like your first initial reaction?
Yeah, it sucked really bad. The absolute worst part about that whole couple of days was that I couldn't be with my team. So when we got back from Big Tens, there was a couple of us who came back, and, you know, we just got a little sick, like we had a little cold or whatever. And yeah. And I mean, around that time, it's like, if you got a cold, like, you stay as far away from the wrestling room as you can, because, you know, like, we're not going to go in there and get some of the teammates sick and stuff. You know, it's contagious. And so after Big Tens, I had to sit out for a couple weeks. You know, I couldn't, or not a couple weeks, like a couple days, couldn't be with the team just because I was sick or whatever. And then the day that we got that call, I was sitting at home, and it just really sucked not being able to be with the team. But you know, like I said before, you know, it's just like just the way it is sometimes. You don't get to make all the executive decisions, and ultimately you just got to trust that like they were making it to keep us safe, you know.
Yeah. So how did you envision that tournament going, if happened, and was there anybody you excited to wrestle there specifically?
Right. Yeah, I mean, of course, I'm looking forward to that tournament. I'm looking forward to wrestling in Minnesota for the last time. Yeah, I was really excited. I thought I was going to do pretty well. And you know, obviously having my rubber match with Michael Kemmerer, if we both make the finals. There were a couple other tough guys at that chart. Dylan Lighty, who first time I wrestled, I beat them pretty good, like beat them pretty dang good, like 12, 13 points. And, you know, every time after that, it was like I was in the doghouse, you know. He progressed really well throughout college. So wrestling him was always exciting. You know, I just had a really tough weight. You know, 174 was not.
Yeah, it was loaded really last year.
I mean, everybody had a tough weight, honestly. But yeah, I was excited. It was going to be a really good tournament, like I said. And I think we were going to surprise a lot of people too. I really do. We had, I think, six national qualifiers, five or six national qualifiers. And we were going to, I'm telling you, like, I think we were going to have like five or six national champions too. So I think it would have been a really good tournament for us.
Yeah, you guys were kind of the underdogs last year, but I've learned over these last couple of years never to count Penn State out.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, definitely. Right.
So another big thing that happened a couple months ago is that you moved to Pennsylvania RTC. Why did you go there, and how are you overall liking it at Penn RTC?
Yeah, I love it here. It's been awesome in Philadelphia. I've been here for a couple or like a week now, week and a half. It's been smooth, man. I just got in, like the last of my like desk set up, my things in my room. It's been a really really good process getting here in Philadelphia, meeting more people. Being able to spend some time with the guys on the team, develop some relationships. So it's been going really well.
Yeah. So you like in Philadelphia itself, like the city, you know, have you got to visit any of like the statues and some of the stuff there?
Yeah, it's been like awesome. I think I'm going to do some of those things this weekend. During the week, you know, I just like, There's always something going on during the week, so I want to make sure that I'm not missing anything important. So over the weekend, I'll probably take my dog and we can go explore the city a little bit.
Yeah.
So the one of the coaches there, Brandon Slay, he's a former TWP interviewee, and I think he is an awesome person just by talking to him, and he's definitely a really established wrestler himself and established coach too. What are your thoughts on Coach Slay, and how has he impacted your time so far at the Penn RTC?
Yeah, it's been crazy with Coach Slay. You know, like we've been all over the place. We've been different countries together. Training with him when I trained with him under him when I was in high school and So throughout high school, he was a big part of my success. And he would never take like responsibility for my success, obviously, but he did a good job of like helping me develop game plans, helping me develop my style, the way I wrestle. It was never like how he wanted to do things. It was like how I wanted to do things and how I could do them the best way possible. So he did a really good job with that. And even more so, just like, I'm just a great mentor for me and the team. And just a great example of like what I would want to grow up to be.
Yeah, for sure. So at Penn, there are a lot of great wrestlers like David McFadden, Joey McKenna, and many more. Who are your main partners there so far?
It's been Joey, a couple of the college guys. I went with, been around Anthony Artilona a little bit. But I mean, right now it's just been, it's kind of being able, because this is my time to like get a feel for everyone. You know, like I don't have any big competitions coming up or anything like that. So just being able to get a feel of everybody, build a relationship with everybody. That's been the thing I've been focusing on a lot.
Yeah. So another big name has said he's coming to Penn RTC in 2021, and that is Jordan Burroughs. What do you think of him coming to Penn, and how is that going to help you?
Yeah, he's He's a classy dude. I'm really sorry about that.
You're good.
No, you're good.
Around, do not disturb. Yeah, I'm really excited. He's a classy guy. You know, he's someone who wrestles hard, and I'm really excited to just be able to learn from him every day, and hopefully teach him some things too. You know, like I wanted to be really excited to have a man like that around, and yeah, I'm excited to keep building the relationship that we already have, and you know, continue to make it stronger.
Yeah, for sure. So speaking of JB, he just wrestled at Flow against Sahib. What do you think of his performance there? And what's your prediction for if he wrestles Dake?
Yeah, Jordan wrestled awesome. I think Zahid had a really good game plan too. He wrestled great. It was just it was all around like great match, you know. So I think I couldn't really tell you what would happen if he wrestled Dake. I think it would again be just another great match. I know one thing that I think would benefit Dake is if he could you know, try and slow Jordan down or whatever. And I don't think, you know, that's been something that not a lot of people have been able to do. So it could be a very close match. Either guy is like really good, and they could both end up blowing the score wide open, you know? So you never really know with two good freestyle competitors.
Could go yeah, anywhere. For sure.
Yeah, definitely. So a lot of competition has been going on, like that Flow event that just happened. Penn State's been holding matches. Wisconsin had one, Wrestling Underground, and there's other many matches going on. What are your thoughts on these, like, showcase yeah. events that they've been doing? Is there a possibility that we could see you on one of these in the future?
Yeah, I think they're awesome. I think they're great for the sport. You know, you get, like, outside of college wrestling, and, like, all of a sudden, you know, like, the dual meets stop, you know, people are only pretty much getting to watch you. Like most of the time, if it's like at the US Open, the World Championships or the World Team Trials kind of thing. So just adding in more events for people to watch. And, you know, when you add in those events, if you do it right, you get like an economy circulating through it. So I think it's been going pretty well for wrestling, and people have been doing it the right way. And as far as wrestling in one, like, yeah, as soon as hopefully in the next couple of weeks here, man, like I would love to, you know, start getting things scheduled, getting things going, and being able to compete again. It's been a long, like 8 or 9 months of not being able to compete and show what I've been working on, you know, that kind of thing. So, but definitely, I'm excited to start competing again.
Yeah. Is there a specific time frame you could give us, like say in 2 months, a month, 3 months, that you think you could be able to come back and compete?
I couldn't give you a time frame. I haven't really been in touch with anybody, or you know, like actively been trying to get out and compete, you know. Right now it's just been, cause you can't compete if you're not healthy. So that's been
exactly. That's
priority number one for me. Just getting healthy and figuring out how to keep my body healthy and not have to worry about being hurt, you know? So that's first and foremost. And then, you know, like I said, as soon as I'm done doing that, like I'm ready to go. I'm ready to beat some people up.
Yeah. I'm excited when you get to put the shoes back on and compete. That's going to be very fun to watch.
Yeah, for sure. So you've wrestled at 79 kilos and 74 kilos. Which weight do you plan to wrestle at in the future?
I'll be going up to 86 kilos. Yeah, I just 74 and 79. Like 74 kilos is way impossible for me. Definitely not ever going to do that again. 79 kilos I could make 174, but you know, ultimately 79 kilos isn't an Olympic weight. And on top of that, I would still have to cut weight. And so I'd rather just go 86 kilos and just be happy and compete, you know. After I was done with college this year, I had to really hunker down and figure out my weight and be smart with it. Like, I told myself I'll never cut weight again. So, and I don't really think I have to cut weight. I think I'm good enough, and I think I'm going to keep getting better to be able to not have to worry about size being an issue in my wrestling.
Oh, yeah, for sure. How big are you right now? How much are you walking around at?
Around 200.
Okay.
Around 200 right now. So 86 kilos is like 189 or so. So that's a practice for me. If I go pretty hard in a practice, wear sweatpants, sweatshirt and stuff like that, I could lose that in a practice. So it's been good not having to worry about my weight. I'll tell you that. I just worry about going and getting better.
Wasn't it like 2016 or 2017 when you went to 74 kilograms? That I know now that would be impossible.
Yep. 2017 was my last time making 74 kilos, and I have never looked back.
Okay. All right. So now let's get to what everybody, not everybody, but most people know you from, and that is your incredible career at Penn State. Talk about your process to get there. Like, tell us your whole story. How did you start wrestling? What clubs or coaches helped you out to get there? And what, just whatever highlights you say to your way up to college.
Yeah, I had a really, really great college career. Starting out, I was born in Michigan. I moved to Kentucky when I was in seventh grade. I wrestled. So in Kentucky, as a middle schooler, you can wrestle in high school, like the high school league there. So I moved to Kentucky. I ended up taking second at their state tournament, and then moved back to Michigan, finished my seventh grade school year. And then that summer I decided I was going to get held back and then repeat seventh grade. And then we moved to Minnesota. I moved to Minnesota with my dad. And I moved to Minnesota my seventh grade year, went on to win 6 team state titles and 6 individual state titles. And then I was first one in Minnesota to do that, which was awesome. I wrestled at Apple Valley High School, which has a very, very rich wrestling, rich history. So it was really awesome being in that community. And then graduated in 2016, moved to State College where I went to Penn State. I had the pick of the litter. You know, I could have went to pretty much wherever I wanted, you know, and that was just out of, being a good student in high school, obviously having a great wrestling career in high school as well, kind of set myself up for that. So I ended up choosing Penn State. I just thought it was the best place for me. There were a lot of great places out there, but there's only one best place. So that was my idea of where I could be the most successful. So So I moved to Penn State and the 3-time finalist, won Big Tens 3 times. Had a pretty good career there.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
So say we're looking back on your past, you could do it all over again. Would you do it any different?
No, definitely not. I had a really good time in college. You know, I met a lot of great people. Even in high school, you know, my dad did everything for me. So my parents did everything for me. My mom has sacrificed. I haven't spent a birthday with my mom in, a decade. Like, you know, and that's a lot of sacrifice from for a parent to do. So, yeah, they did everything for me. So I wouldn't change a second.
All right, nice. So in your high school career, you were like a legendary wrestler. You were, I'm pretty sure, like a 2-time world junior world champion, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I won one of those. I won in high school. The other one I won in college.
All right, yeah. But so in high school, what were kind of like, what do you think people thought about you? Just like, because you were just like so good. Like, you could, no one could even touch you, pretty much.
Yeah. It'd be funny. Sometimes, like, coming out to the mat, and like, it'd be some kid from some random school in Minnesota, and like, he'd just have the biggest smile on his face. And it'd be super weird, but like, you know, he was like, you know, that he knew he was walking out to pretty much like get pinned, was like his thought process before the match. So I mean, that was pretty funny, you know, sometimes like that when that would happen. But there was also times where like people would like really come out on a mat and like think they were going to beat me. And so then that was also like, I was really thankful for those times, you know, like it just, you always got to be on your toes when you're at the top like that. So, I learned how to be like resilient, learn how to be clutch, learn how to like go get the fall if I need to get the fall, you know, those skills happen throughout high school.
Yeah. I saw a video in high school. I don't know if it was in high school, whenever, but you got to wrestle. I think it was like in your gym. You got to wrestle someone like in a sumo suit, and you like you hip tossed them.
Yeah, that was one of our teachers. it was like a pep rally, like a pep kind of thing. Yeah. And I, he was in a sumo suit, and I hip tossed him to his back, and then like the crowd went nuts. It was awesome. Everyone in my school was there to watch me do that. It was sweet.
That was awesome. So you've wrestled in the NCAA tournament multiple times. What is that tournament like? And what are the weeks of training before, like the weeks of training before the NCAA tournament, do they change at all from like the regular season?
Yeah. Well, first off, wrestling at the NCAAs is absolutely brutal. There's no tournament like the NCAA tournament. You know, I mean, the emotional roller coaster, on top of just like going against like five matches for me every year. Five matches of just hard, tough wrestling, guys who, I mean, because you go there to be the national champion, right? So everyone you're wrestling wants to be a national champion. It's not, you know, like sometimes during the season you get a guy who like doesn't really like wrestling, or like he's out there because he's like just the best guy at the weight. He doesn't really for his team. But man, when you're there, like everybody wants to win. So it's a really tough tournament. You wake up that next morning after it's all over and you're like, wow, I feel like I got hit by a bus. Yeah. It's really hard. And so because it's really hard, the weeks of couple weeks before that of training, you know, if you do it the right way, you'll go into that tournament ready. You know, you want your body to feel as good as possible. So that's what we focus on when we're training for the NCAA tournament.
Yeah. So the biggest thing, one of the biggest things I noticed about Penn State is that it looked like you guys have a really strong bond there. Like you, Bo, Jason are all talking and having a good time before your matches. What is the bond like at Penn State, like with your teammates, and what is the mindset of Penn State before a match?
Yeah, I think we, like any team, we just we got each other's backs, and that's really good going out to a match knowing everybody else that's there has your back. You know, you don't you don't want to be a part of a culture where, like, you go out and wrestle and, you know, the guys on the bench, you don't know if they're, like, on your team or not, you know? You want to, exactly. You want to, everybody there is, like, wanting to see you do your best. So, I mean, that culture is at a lot of places, you know, not just at Penn State. But for me, I thought it was the best at Penn State, and that's why I wanted to be a part of it there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Penn State's awesome. And so a lot of people talk about the Penn State, like, just like different training methods and stuff. Would you agree that they have like some different training methods and stuff like that kind of?
I mean, I don't think it's not any different of what, like, people of, like, what we're actually doing, but, like, I think it's just different of how our coaches see it. I mean, we don't do anything like special or like anything that, like, teams haven't traditionally done in the past. We just do it like our own way, kind of thing. Like, we do stance in motion, we drill, we go live, we learn how to spar and play wrestle, and we teach our partners how to spar and play wrestle the way that we want to, and they teach us the way that they want to. Like, yeah. We do everything. We have conditioning days, we have lifting days, you know, like, we don't have any, like, we have like 10 Aerodyne bikes in our room. Like, we don't have any, like, crazy special equipment or, like, anything, like, different than anybody else. I just think the way that our coaches, like, do it is just different than everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, speaking about coaches, the mastermind behind Penn State is Cale Sanderson. How is he a coach at Penn State, like, as a coach? How's he view, and what is your favorite thing about him?
Yeah, he's an awesome coach. He is someone that helped me a bunch throughout college. I mean, not even with wrestling, but just getting, because, I mean, you go through a lot in college. So he did a really good job of, like, helping me keep my head on straight. And he gives a really good perspective on life and on wrestling. So I think that was probably also one of my favorite things about him too, is just, like, he just does a really good job of having us ready when we need to be ready.
All right. Yeah. So how long did it take you to take down Cale I would think you would have, but how long did it take you to take down Cale?
Yeah, it didn't take me too long. I mean, but you never know, like, what Coach Cale you're getting, you know, like, it could be the Coach Cale that is just trying to do one move on you the whole time because you got hit in a move in, like, a match, and he's like, all right, well, I'm going to keep doing this move to you till you learn how to stop it. You don't know if it's, like, that guy, or, like, if he just wants to come in and beat up on whoever he's wrestling, like, he can do that too. You know, he's really good. I mean, that goes for all of our coaches. All of our coaches are absolute hammers, so.
Yeah. Would you say anyone beats Cale in the room?
No. He's the man.
Okay. You think he majors all you guys in folk style?
I don't think he majors all of us. I think he beats every single one of us, though.
All right. You think he beats, like, David? Too. You think he's got David in folk style?
I've never seen them wrestle folk style.
Okay. You think he's got David in freestyle?
Maybe. I mean, David's pretty good at freestyle.
Yeah. You know?
And David. What's up?
What's the size difference between them?
Yeah. David weighs, I bet you Dave, I mean, I don't know. I think David's like 205 or so. Coach Cale might be a little bit bigger than that, maybe 220 tops, 230, 220, 230 tops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you Coach Kill's around. Coach Kill's probably around 220.
Okay. So at Nittany Lion, Kyle Snyder just recently went there. Have you ever been in the room with him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Can Coach Kill beat him?
Coach Kill beat Kyle?
That would be. All right. So you do a lot of.
Coach Kill beats everybody.
Okay.
It's like tiers. Like, there's like us, and then there's and then there's Coach Kill.
All right. Okay. So you do a lot of different things outside of wrestling. So like you do your series Baby Steps. So let's first talk about that. Tell everybody what that is, who's watching, and why'd you start that?
Yeah, I started Baby Steps as a way to kind of connect with the wrestling community and like in a different way. You know, it's not like just being able to connect with them through wrestling, you know, not like an interview or like having to always go to different places. You know, it's not through like a podcast, you know.
Yeah.
It's just my own little twist kind of thing. So pretty much all it is that anybody, it doesn't matter, you can be 7 and like someone who's gonna be really good at wrestling when they grow up, or it doesn't matter if you're a junior in high school and you're ready to wrestle the first match of your career, you know. So but those, anything in between, they'll send me matches, send me anything and everything that they want me to kind of look over, and then I will end up, I do like a live video feed of that. So just kind of walk them through different positions they can be in, different things that they can practice. And just, you know, I want to make it as comfortable as possible. You know, like I want it to be like encouraging. I don't want someone to send me in their video and they don't take criticism very well, and it ends up being like a bad situation. You know, like everything I've said on there, I do it to make sure that everybody's just getting the best out of themselves, and so and that's my intention as well.
Yeah, awesome. So let's talk about your manager, Michael Vespa. He seems like a pretty awesome guy, and he's the one who helped us set this up with you. How did you meet him, and what does he do for you?
Yeah, Mike. So Mike is Marco Vespa's brother. I know Marco because he's coming to Penn State this next year. And he was, I hosted him. I can't remember if I hosted him or like one of my teammates hosted him, but like over his visit, I was with him pretty much the whole time. We have a great relationship. And then through Marco, I got to meet his brothers, Mike and Vinny. Mike obviously has a great business mind. And that was something that I just struggled with. I've never really thought that way. I've never had to think that way. But also, it's good being able to, go through like baby steps. Like that was like his and my idea. Like he kind of brought the idea to the table, and then I was able to like twist it a little bit and make it a way that I would like it. But yeah, he's awesome. He helps me with camps. He helps me with interviews like these, different podcasts, privates, you know, anything that has to do with wrestling and people want to involve me in it, he like handles every little bit of it. So he's really good at what he does too.
Yeah, he's definitely an awesome dude.
Yeah. So let's get on to our last question. Is there anything else you would like to say? Just overall.
Yeah, I think I really appreciate what you guys are doing. You know, it takes a lot. I mean, like I said, I mean, you guys don't have business minds, but it takes a lot to have like think outside the box a little bit. And so that's awesome that, you know, some people wait until they're 25, 26, 27 years old to start a podcast. And so I don't know how you guys are. How old are you guys? 13.
We're both 13.
Yeah,
13 years old, and you guys have started a podcast, and you've gotten some really great guests on. So that's one thing. And another thing I'd like to say is, I'm just excited for the future. Thank you guys for having me on. I'm really excited for the future of the PRTC. Excited for baby steps, man. It's going to be, it's all what I like want to be doing to continue a relationship with the wrestling community, and trying to do it in ways that other people haven't really done before. So I'm really excited for that. I'm excited to start competing again, and I'm thankful that I can kind of have that coming out, that thing that I'm pretty much ready to go, and I'm glad I got to say that on here. So because no one else has heard that from me, so I'm pumped to start competing again.
I have to ask this one question that I was really looking forward to. So your manager is the owner of New York Drones. Mm-hmm. Has he hooked you up with one? And if not, is he going? He has to hook you up with one.
Yeah, Mike is the that's like where he like started, I guess. Like New York Drones is what he does as his way of like. Pretty much New York Drones is what he does for me. Like he like goes out, schedules things, does a bunch of drone footage. And he does it for, you know, like some of the top places in New York, you know? So, I know he's done it for like his like city council, which is a pretty big deal. And on top of that, no, he hasn't gotten me a drone yet, but we're working on it. He has like realized he hasn't sent me a drone yet, and I think he feels bad about it. So I'll hopefully be getting one in the next one.
All right. Okay, Mark, thank you for coming on. Happy Thanksgiving, and I hope you have an amazing day. Good luck in the future, and I hope 86 kilos goes good.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. You guys better get ready. I'm just getting bigger, and I'm just getting better. So it's going to be a good couple years.